The Texas Health and Human Services HealthyTexasWomen.org is a web portal where women can find services like family planning, cervical cancer screenings, and mental health treatment. There aren't any new services provided through the site, but at a Capitol press conference today, Republican State Senator Jane Nelson from Flower Mound says it's a one-stop shop for programs that might have been hard to find before.
One of the challenges that we identified is that because we have multiple programs with different eligibility guidelines, it is a real challenge for women to navigate our women's health network.
Last month, the Texas Sunset Advisory Commission recommended that the Texas Health and Human Services Agency undergo a massive overhaul. One of the critiques was that the women's health programs waste resources and are unnecessarily complicated. Texas Health and Human Services Commissioner Kyle Janik said the purpose of the site is to bring information to low-income women who were confused where to turn.
You can have great programs and you can have tremendous things that happen behind the scenes, but if the folks who are supposed to benefit from those programs find it difficult to access them, what have you accomplished?
The nonprofit Empowerment Project raised about $85,000 to create the site, and they gave it as a gift to the state. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.